පැත්තේ බුදුගල්ලේන ආරණ්‍ය කියන්නේ ওই බුත්තල පැත්තේ මනරාගල් Yes, Sevandi. We were talking about Panchopadana Khandas because it's the Dukkha itself. Sankittena Panchopadana Khanda Dukkha. That's how Buddha has explained. So we started with we have to see where they are arising. Panchopadana Khandas. Then we came into this Ayatanas. When we use one of our ayatanas, their sense bases, senses, like our eye, ear, nose, tongue, and so on. So when we use one of these ayatanas to see something, to get to know something, there arise these five things, panchupadana khandas. There is rupa, vedana, sanya, sankhara, vinyana. Then I explain how they are not just skandhas, but upadana skandhas, right? Using this sakkaya ditya, personal belief, how it arises. Because when we say something is there, it's a relative thing, relative to myself. Because eye, ear, nose, we used to believe they are mine, right? And the external, we use these senses to observe external things, so rupas, right? Then the few qualities of these worldly things, like external rupa or internal rupa, our eye or body, the external objects matter. They are sankhata dharma, that means they arise because of causes,
yeah.
Right? Then our vijnana also similar thing, another sankhata dharma. Then vijnana, it's easier to observe, it arise, it was not there before it arise, and then passing away without any trace,
okay.
That quality for the vijnana, right? Then same qualities are applicable to other worldly things, that is the external rupa and our internal eye. Then to explain that, now we used to believe our eye is not like that, but we got this from our birth and existing till our death,
yeah.
Right? That's the nitya sanya. We check our eye. Even external rupa, they may exist longer than our lifespan, or sometimes shorter than our lifespan. But still, we take them in nitya sanya. That is existing for some time,
yes.
Right? Permanent for that time period. Existing. But according to Buddha's teachings, they are anitya. That is the exact opposite of nitya. Anitya. That is change in arising and passing away. Right? This changing also has a different meaning. When we say something is changing, again we believe it is existing, but changing. But anicca sanya, you can't even tell it is existing. Right? If you say like that, it's another drishti, wrong belief. Right? It's known as shaswata. Something is permanent or existing. Right? If we say it is not existing, also another drishti, it is known as uccheda drishti. Right?
Sure.
So without coming into any of these two extremes, existing or non-existing, Buddha has used this cause and effect principle of paticchasamuppada. That is where we can explain this. To explain that, I took this dog's example. Dog peeping into the water and it believes there's another dog. For dog's level of consciousness or mind, it believes another physical dog externally existing in the sense nitya. In our worldly way, we say it was there even before I see, it is there when I see, and it will be there next time I see. So that is the existing or nitya sanya. That is not the paticchasamuppanna nature or cause and effect. Okay, right? So if we say something is existing, again it's a wrong belief. If we say it is not existing, again it's a wrong belief. So Buddha's teachings, how it explains is, when causes are there, it is appearing. When causes are not there, it's not appearing. Right?
Yes.
So we need to understand this principle even for our eye. Even for the objects we used to think, because we got to know about these things because of our eye.
Yes.
Right? Rupa. Similarly, our ear and the Sraddha Sanya, the sound, which we used to believe existing outside. Right? So all those physical things which we believe as the world, subjected to those conditions, that is arising, passing away, or the qualities of sankhata. Three characteristics we mentioned: arising, upadopanyayati, then passing away, vayopanyayati, and also titasanyatattam. I think I have explained this in another program, but if I say briefly, this is, even we think it is existing, we can't observe the same nature. It's another.
Okay.
Anya tattva.
In other words, what you mean is that during the period which we believe that it's existing, there is a series of arising and passing away.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Arising and passing away, and it is not the same thing changing. New thing arising, it is passing away. Another thing appearing, it is passing away. There is no connection between these two. If there is a connection only, we can say it is changing.
Okay.
If it is a completely separate new thing, we can't say that one has changed to this thing. Right? New one has appeared and disappeared. So that's the principle of this anicca sanya.
So the new one appears and disappears without leaving a trace. Okay?
Without leaving a trace, exactly. Yes. That is the paticchasamuppanna nature. So one who sees this anicca sanya, you have to realize what it is, what is the cause of that. If cause is not there, the result is not there.
Well, I guess it's something very, very difficult to see.
Yes.
We anyway see it as one permanent thing existing during its lifetime, and without belief that it is a completely new thing offering, and leaving without faith, another new thing offering.
Yeah, that's true. That's why Buddha has mentioned this is so deep, so profound. This paticca-samuppada is not as simple as we think, right? And Buddha has mentioned this is peranoesu virudham, tubbe ananusutesu dhammesu.
Never heard of it before.
Yes. So it is not what we just see and believe in worldly view. So this lokottara supramundane level, you need to develop your wisdom according to the Dhamma, not according to what we want. Right? So if that's so, anyone could realize this even before Buddhas, because there are so many other people who are trying. I mean, they are putting great effort than, I would say, maybe 100 times more than us. Yes. Yes. Yes, they have achieved so many worldly, like abhinyas, right?
This
jhanas, salara kala, uddhakarantutta, and so on. But they couldn't even enter to the path. That's the important thing. So, without, hearing Dhamma from a Buddha, or the Buddha's teachings, I don't think there's any possibility of realizing Dhamma today. So because I have seen and some people telling that they have realized and so on, but when we talk with them, simply we can see even Sammaditti is not there. Just simply they don't know what Sammaditti is, this worldly level of view and lokottara level, supra mundane level, right?
So, what you mean is they should at least have some knowledge of the sutra before.
Yes, at least what Sammaditti is. The Sammaditti sutra is there, separate sutra.
Yeah.
So, if they read it, I think it may help them. I don't know. But, so according to Dhamma, and if you use your normal wisdom, you will realize why it is very important to hear Dhamma and investigate it, because they are practically impossible to realize. That's why unless you are a Paccheka Buddha, but Paccheka Buddhas cannot appear this time since Dhamma is there. So we must use Buddha's teaching. So that's where now one sutta, even last time I mentioned, the Mahasalayatana Sutta. Buddha has mentioned Chakkum Bhikkave and Ajanam Apassam Yathabhutam. That's the normal worldly people. How they take Chakkum is the eye. Then the rupang ajanang apassang yata bhutan. Ajanang apassang yata bhutan. They don't know and they do not see what the reality, yata bhutan, right? Real nature. So without seeing that, one cannot enter to the path. So that's what it really explains. So seeing reality or the truth is the according to Dhamma. Now rupa, there are certain qualities. They arise because of certain causes, and if those causes are not there, they are not arising. It's the cause and effect of paticca-samuppada. So similar to this vijnana, like if one having sammaditti should be able to see same quality for eye and the external proof. Because that is according to them.
Yes.
Arising and passing.
Definitely, because you don't, even if you realize, even if you at least
then Dhamma, it explains all this. Now, regarding our eye, what are the causes for our eye to arise? There are four causes mentioned in sutras: the ahara, kamma, right? Ahara, kamma, tanha, and avijja. Those are the four causes for not only eye, all senses. Any of those senses to arise, those four essential causes. Ahara is the food, right? Kamma is the previous act, good or bad act. To gain human eye, of course, you need a good deed, right? The kusala kamma. Not from a kusala kamma you can get the human. Then the tanha, craving for that. Tanha. Then also avijja. That is a bit difficult to understand. That's where you need the vipassana and the understanding of Dhamma. Why avidya is a cause for our eye. Right? Then to realize this rising and passing away nature, just to get rid of this permanent eye from our birth to death, one way is to realize, okay, eye is there whenever we see something.
Okay.
If we cannot perform the act of seeing, no point of talking about eye. Right? So, when we can perform the act of seeing only, we say eye is there. Even that is how
not
you...
when you sleep.
Yeah. When you are sleeping, even you say eye is there, when you close your eyes, no point of telling that. Because
is it something like the dog believing that while he is awake, that there will be the dog in the water still exists?
Yes, that is
something
the
like that.
That is the rupa, external rupa.
Yeah.
Because of
that's
eye.
The external rupa.
Right? Same principle for the external rupa as well. Not only for the eye,
yes,
but the external whatever objects.
Yeah,
same
here
principle.
Here you think
that
your eye is there even when you are sleeping.
Yes.
Even when you are not observing things.
Yes.
Consciously.
Yes. So, yeah. With your eyes closed, even you can think about various things about the external, you know. For example, if we think about Ruwan Veli Saya, you can see the mental picture of that. So when we are thinking about that, we used to believe we are thinking about something external, right? That's our delusion.
Yeah.
So what exactly happening is our mind getting a mind object, mana dhamma, and creating mano vinyana, right?
Maybe out of his memories or
yeah,
creations.
Yeah, there may be so many causes for that, but the result is mana dhamma. So they are internal things. Not our mind seeing outside physical objects now. It's only it's known as manomaya, creations by your own mind. You have heard the first verse of this Dhamma Pada. Manopubbanga madhamma manosetta manomaya. So this manomaya,
mind made.
So creation of your own mind, right? So when we think using our mind objects are also created by mind itself. But due to our avijja, not knowing what is going on, we think we are thinking about external. We are experiencing something external. Right? That's the exact thing happening even when you are dreaming. When you are asleep. When we are in the dream, we don't know that we are seeing a dream. We are in a dream. Right? We realize that only once we wake
up.
So here also, when we think, we are in a dream, in fact. It's a creation of mind we are observing. But we don't know we are doing that. Similar to when you are in a dream, you don't know you are in a dream. But you used to believe, okay, you are living with whatever. So exactly same thing, because our mindfulness is not there. The sati and sampajanya, the wisdom to see what is going on, it is not there, sampajanya. Right? Whenever those two things are not there, we don't know what we are doing, whether we are in a dream or we are living in real world. But here delusion is, we used to believe we are living in the real world, even while we are in a dream. In a dream, in the sense, now dog's example, now it used to believe another dog. Now it's like a dream, no?
Yeah.
Because it's not the real, what it believes. Right?
Yes.
So, how it came to that conclusion, there's another dog? When we ask why you think there's another dog, he would say, come and see, I can see it. Right? So similarly, last time we took the flower example, but here it's not existing, but if you see the background picture or something, right?
Yeah.
So when we see something, we used to believe it is existing, right? But thing is, what we see is not the reality. We used to believe it's the reality, but dog's example, you would realize it is not the reality, it is not the truth. It's a creation of its own mind, right? But the eye organ is helping for that, right? So when we use our eye, if we think whatever we see is existing outside, that's a wrong belief. That's what we can get that simile dog's example. Because it used to believe whatever it sees is existing. That's a wrong thing. Right? If I go a little bit further, we know how our eye is acting, or how it creating image using its lens and the whatever light rays coming in, and internally there's a retina, there's a kind of image, and our mind or consciousness can observe only that image, not the outside object. So it can see only the image generated by our eye. So this is known as prasada rupa in Pali, chakku prasada rupa. That is the kind of impression generated by eye organ. Chakku prasada rupa. So our consciousness can observe only that prasada rupa. Right?
Sure.
Not the outside object. So just by watching this prasada rupa, it's like a movie, the film. Right? So just by watching this image generated by our eye organ, and there are various thoughts creating. So those thoughts, now remember the dog's example. Now, this image is because there's another dog existing outside. So it's a thought created by the dog itself. Right? So we are creating thoughts. Thoughts are like dreams. It is not the reality. Like we can think about anything. So that is not the reality. That is something happening within ourselves. So that is what our consciousness gets to know. Right? Vijnana. So it's a creation of thoughts only, whatever the knowledge we get about outside. And we are not experiencing outside objects physically. Through our sensor, for example, through our eyes, we can't experience exactly what outside is, the matter. But our thoughts, our mind telling us, this is existing, this is existing. That's why it is appearing like this. So this is where we get deluded. That's why Buddha has mentioned, the world is not outside. You can't see world from outside.
Yeah, and I think even whenever we observe an image outside, and its image is created upside down in our retina.
Yes.
And it is the mind that turns it for us.
Yes.
So the mind is supposed to be doing a lot of turnings like that.
Yes. Exactly. And again, you know, this internal structure, it is not a flat screen within our eye. It's like this.
Curved. Yeah.
So you can imagine what kind of image, even upside down, right?
Yeah.
The shape. It is not the shape in a flat paper, 2D shape. Right?
Yeah.
So, but we used to adjust our mind by watching this. We used to believe we are seeing something physically existing outside. So this is not knowing the reality, not knowing the truth as it is, right? Not having the yathabhuta jnana about the rupa we get to know using our eye, right? Ajanam apassam yathabhuta.
Things as they truly are.
Yes. That's why Buddha has mentioned, if you believe whatever you see existing outside, now you have rupa. But it's created by our own mind. We don't know about that. Because of our wrong belief, the drishtis. Right?
Sure.
Then we get attached to those. That is the tanha. Tanha pavaddati, and we are creating more and more, generating more and more pancha upadana skandhas. Because they are rupa upadana skandha. Now this rupa is a creation of our own mind. Like the dog's simile.
Yeah.
The external rupa is creation of its own mind, right? But it believes, no, it is not creation of my mind, it is existing, right? So that belief is the upadana, rupa upadana skandha. It strongly believe it is existing. So when we see something, if we strongly believe it is existing, that's why I can see, then we also have that rupa upadana skandha, right? So Buddha has given many similes, like the rupa sanya we are getting. The simile he gave is the mirage, mirindu, mirage. When we see a mirage, if we used to believe water is there, that's the deluded mind. So similarly, when we see mirage-like rupa sanya generated by this eye and believe something existing.
Water, yeah.
Whatever physical,
yeah,
matter, rupas, external rupas, world, right? External world, it is existing. That's why we can see. But we are seeing a mirage only. Mirage is this rupa sanya generated by our eye. So we don't know, it is only a sanya. Sanya is kind of mirage. Right?
Yeah.
So that's why we are watching these screens only. Sanya is like similar to, let's say, TV screen or something.
So it's the mind that provides entertainment for us, isn't it?
Yes. mind is creating this whole world, not just you know, single things, but whole world. It's a creation of our mind, because we must use one of, at least one of our senses to get an idea about outside world. But if you take one by one these senses separately and analyze, none of these senses can tell us the truth about outside, because they are just capable of generating images. Images are the sanya kind of thing appearing to our consciousness, right? For example, chakku vinyana can observe only chakku prasada rupa, not outside physical rupa. So this is what one has to realize. Similarly, our sota vinyana can observe only the prasada rupa generated by this ear organ. So all six senses, they are generating prasada rupa. They are like cinema screens or TV screens, right? So whatever appears in the TV screen is different from the causes. For example, TV screen to have a kind of picture there must be certain conditions to be satisfied. For example, there should be power, current, and other components of the TV, and the TV signal coming in that time and working screen. When all those are satisfied, only it's light enough, right? You can see the picture. The picture is not the current. Picture is not the TV wave signal. Picture is not any of other components. Picture is a different thing. Right? So none of the causes result. If we say picture is the current, it is wrong. Picture is the TV signal, again it is wrong. Picture is something outside, again it is wrong. Right? But we are doing the same thing when using eye. So eye is like another TV instrument. So there are certain causes to generate an image, something called prasada rupa, inside this eye. For example, there should be light rays, right? From whatever outside, right? It is something like the TV signal coming into the TV. Then let's say there's an internal image generated. We are watching only, our consciousness can see only that image. Can you see, can you say while watching this image, it is the signal coming into this? The what you see, is it the signal coming in?
No.
No. Signal is a different. Like when we watch TV, it is not the TV signal. It is not the current it uses. They are different, totally different. So causes are totally different from the result. So this is one thing we forget in this cause and effect principle. We see only the effect, the result. Right? The eye generate an image, that is prasada rupa, consciousness can see that result. When watching that result, we used to believe we are seeing a cause. Cause is, let's say, outside object. But it is only a cause. If something exists in outside, it is only the cause to generate this kind of image within our eye, inside that. Our consciousness or mind can observe only that prasada rupa, not the outside object. So this is kind of thought formation using this information. Not only this information, then we use our past experience on top of this. Our past experience, this present information, then we form thoughts. This is the sankhara, chitta sankhara, our chetana, right? Thus chetana telling us about a story, outside world. So we are living in a sankhara world. Sankhara means chetana. World created by our chetana, our mind. Right? So all whatever rupa we used to believe externally exists, they are creations of our own mind. Those are the manomaya.
Mind made.
They become dhamma for our mana. Mana, dhamma, then we create again and again the thoughts. They are mano vinyana. So only this manovijnana telling us, for example, that dog, it's manovijnana telling it, there's another dog existing. It is not the I telling it. I can only generate picture, the prasada rupa, so that dog's consciousness, I consciousness, observe that. Then they are passing away. I consciousness just appearing. It observes the prasada rupa, right? Then it is telling, okay, I is there, external rupa is there, then passing away. Okay. Right? So that is what chakku vijnana is doing. This is a very deep thing, so I try to say it again. So, I consciousness can observe only the prasada rupa, like TV screen, the image generated by the eye open. Right? So, I consciousness, capability of I consciousness is just to observe this prasada rupa. But what it is telling us is a different story. It is telling us there's outside object or matter, rupa. And also there's an I to observe it. This is what I consciousness is telling us, chakku vijnana is telling us. Internally I, externally another rupa object. Right? Chakku vijnana telling us I is there in this side, ajjata, then bahidha, external rupa. So this story is telling by I consciousness, chakku vijnana. It is not the reality. This is what we have to understand. So consciousness, vijnana is the magician. Right? So what the magic? It can see only the prasada rupa generated by this particular organ. But it is telling us about two sides. This side, the organ, the eye, the other side, the external object, rupa. If it is ear consciousness, sota vijnana, it is capabilities watching the prasada rupa generated by this organ.
Yeah.
Right? Sound impression.
In
case of ear. That's all its capability, what it can do. Right? But it is telling us more than that. And that's the creation of vijnana. So it is telling us here is there external sound object outside. Right? So the vijnana telling us here, organ is this side, the object is the sound object, the other side, external. So, two sides. So, if you consider these separating thing that is done by the vijnana itself. Right? It is not the real. So similarly, if you consider other senses, you will see senses are created by vijnana itself, consciousness itself. Internal senses and even outside objects. Created by consciousness itself. Okay? But there's nothing wrong with that. It is something like, let's imagine a small child or kid watching a TV, right? When it can see, for example, fire or something on the TV, and maybe the mother or someone is in another room. So child is shouting, okay, mother, there's a fire, right? So is the child is wrong? No. Child is innocent. It can see something and a child can tell anything.
Yeah.
It's up to the child. But whether to believe it or not is our thing. We can't blame the child. Right? Similarly, we can't blame the chakku vijnana. It is innocent. Because it is not creating or generating any karma. It's only a vipaka vijnana. Right? It's not a new karma. There's no wrong doing. But it can create the environment to dilute our manovijnana. Like mother might believe, okay, that's real fire. So she would bring some water or something like that. Act according to that. Right? So, if she act like that without investigating, that is known as ayoniso manasikara. Just believe whatever child is telling. So, if our manovijnana just believe whatever chakvijnana is telling, there is something external existing and internal existing without investigating, if we just take it as the truth, that is ayoniso manasikara. Yoniso manasikara is we investigate whether this is the truth or it's a creation by this vijnana. Right? If we see it's okay, this vijnana's capabilities, the chakku vijnana's capabilities, just observing the image, prasada rupa only, like child can watch only the TV. It doesn't know something happening outside the room. But it can tell. Okay, I see this and so on. So it's a creation of its own mind. So creation by the child. Or creation by the vijnana, chakku vijnana. Right? But delusion is not there. Delusion is next person. That is mano vijnana. Without investigating, using ayoniso manasikara, it just believe what chakku vijnana is telling. That is what happening in normal persons. Ajanang apassang yathabhuta. We just believe what our eye is telling us. Dog is just believing what its eye is telling. That's why it got deluded. Right? But as human beings, we have the power of seeing this, what is going on, using Buddha's teachings, the Dhamma. So that's where you need to hear Dhamma and use it to realize. Jhanam pasam. Jhanam is you get to know from outside. Pasam means you investigate until you realize. Right? So jhanam pasam yatha bhutam. Yeah. Then jhanam passang yathabhutam, then only you can get into the path shown by Buddha. That is the Lokottara path, the Arya Marga. Then only if you are in the Arya Magga only, one can realize the fruits. So on, Sakadagami, Anagami, Arahant. Right? Even without entering the path, by listening or investigating Dhamma, there's no way of getting or no way of entering to the path. Right? So that's why this hearing Dhamma and investigating is important. So one has to listen to Dhamma, Saddharma Savana. Then Yoniso Manasikara. So if you do not hear or read or somewhere get to know about Buddha's teachings and investigate it, there's no way of realizing or at least enter into the path. Yeah. So that's why we are so lucky as being human beings. And also Dhamma is there. These days anyone can read Tripitaka, it's available. Right? And see these. Now, quickly I want to quote another sutta, that is Kama Guna Sutta. It says there's a kind of seven senses. Kama Guna Sutta. What is this seven senses? Se Ayatana Veditabha. Se Ayatane Veditabha. There's another Ayatana. You need to realize. That is Yatta Chakkun Nirujyati. Eye is not existing and Rupa Sanya Virajyati. In Sinhala it is Makiyana. Rupa Sanya Makiyana. Chakkun Nirujyati means Niruddha. Right? When eye is not there, how can there be Rupa Sanya? Right? But to realize it, you need another sensor. Say Ayatane Veditabhi. That is what one needs to develop through the wisdom using Buddha's teachings. So this same term used for all six senses, not only for eye. Se ayatane veditabde. Yatta sotancha nirujyati sadda sanya virajyati. Yeah. So this is what? This is a very important sutta. Kama Guna Sutta. One can refer that in Tripitaka. koggalage@yahoo.com. Koggalage, KOGGALAGE. koggalage@yahoo.com. And there's a website as well, ravi.harimaga.com. One can download latest discussions. ravi.harimaga.com. ravi.harimaga. harimaga.com. com.
Well, I guess that is going to be very fruitful to you because you can download all Professor Ravi's discussions and listen to them and keep up them, investigate them and try to be in the path. That is definitely our intent. So thank you very much for being with us. May the most noble position bless you as always.
සද්දේ ඇහෙන්න ඇති නේද?
ප්‍රකාශ වේගයට ඇති නේද?